We obviously weren't able to speak to you after last week's game, so I just wanted to kind of get your general thoughts on the performance.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. It was nice to have some time to digest it and try to pull out the lessons that are worth learning. One of those games where when we looked good, we looked good. But just a lot of inconsistencies, a lot of breakdowns, and Princeton's a talented team that made us pay for it.
When you kind of go and look back at it and evaluate it, did you think that your team's performance was as bad as an 8-1 scoreline suggests?
I don't think so. I mean, when we are defining success, and I think we're adjusting our bar for what that looks like for our group and realizing what our potential is and what it looks like. We've definitely played worse, I like to think, this season, and I think that's probably the easiest way to say it. But it's just figuring out where the subtle breakdowns are happening. And I feel like with that being said, we're in a pretty cool place if that's what we're doing. There wasn't any dramatic like breakdowns with our environment, our culture, our professionalism, some hesitation on the ice, and maybe lack of communication, but cool problem to have. Uncharted waters is what we told the girls.
Got Eli.
And then I guess obviously another kind of extended period of time in between games. You mentioned a little bit there, but can you just talk a little bit about what it's been like in practice kind of this week? What you've been focusing on coming off maybe a performance that you obviously don't really think went your way.
Yeah, we took the weekend. It was nice to give the team the chance to spend some time with family over Thanksgiving, and we kind of just said take the time to rest, obviously, and but start to reflect on what's worth giving our energy to. Did our normal kind of debrief to start the week off, and just kind of got back to work. I think the more I observe it, and the more that we start to reflect, I think it's just focusing on that compete and contact. It's so hard to maintain that level of compete throughout an entire season in practice, and it's been so good. And I think it's just really honing back in on that and what we're capable of doing day to day.
Yeah, you just mentioned getting back to the compete. Do you think that, obviously you have kind of that peak against BC and then you don't play for 11 days? Do you think there was kind of a level of just, complacency, or it's like you guys kind of just like lost your groove a little bit in that game?
Yeah, I think it's hard not to, right? And I think one thing that I'm excited to learn from is, yeah, everything's more ideal when you're in a rhythm. But being able to handle distractions or a different landscape, it's not always going to be the same. And how do you give it energy, but not too much, and make adjustments, but still do what's going to, help you play well and help you feel good. And so I think biggest thing is the opportunity to learn from that. It's not going to be the only time of our season. January is very unique for us. Then you get kind of back into a rhythm in February. So I think all in all, it's just really cool to evaluate it and say, okay, we liked how we responded to this. We don't like that. How do we want to make adjustments going forward? So great opportunity to kind of do that at this point in the season.
Did you
Obviously, go ahead, Sam.
approach that game any differently, it being a non-conference game? Was there any kind of like, I guess maybe was your overall goal a bit different from it than it would have been if you were playing a conference opponent with points on the line?
Yes and no. I think it was just like we kind of talked about the week leading up, excited for that matchup, excited to be tested based on what we knew. But we're also, I think we've talked about it before too. I feel like our team has done really well on Saturdays, making adjustments, learning from game one. And I think the challenge to our group, and that's a good example of just kind of that one game at a conference opponent. How do we prepare enough so that we feel ready, so that we don't have to wait until the next day to learn from how we showed up.
I guess looking forward to Friday when Maine came here. I think I remember you weren't maybe too pleased with your team's performances. So I guess just what are you kind of looking for, when you play a team a third time to kind of right maybe those wrongs that you are not wrong, but what you saw last month.
Yeah, I think we're in a pretty cool spot, and some trends are starting to show. And I, in terms of giving up those odd man rushes, having good offensive looks, but then somehow that leading to an offensive look for the other team, we've really honed in and feel like we've potentially kind of cracked that code, if you will. And I think Maine was a team that made us pay for that last time. So I like to think that we've just continued to grow in our own strengths as a group. But then, you know, look at that strategy. And I think playing Maine again for that third time will help us highlight that detail within our own structure.
And then, you know, it wasn't Callie's fault, obviously. You're not going to put it on her, but giving up 8 goals is something as a goaltender you probably never want to do. And, you know, you maybe think that if Mari was healthy, she would have gotten pulled there. Have you talked to Callie after the game last Wednesday, or like what are you feeling from her going into Friday?
Yeah, not formally for me yet, but she's been staying pretty loose. But I think it's such a unique scenario in terms of being a captain, a formal leader, and kind of being the only one back there and feeling, I can only imagine, it just feels different, right, than having kind of that duo, knowing that someone else is there. So I think it's just navigating that different dynamic, right, and realizing, like, you don't need to save the game for us, even though she's capable of doing it. We don't need you to, and just playing your best that you can. So I think it was a good challenge, but everything that we've seen, she's looked great this week in practice. So excited for her to respond this week.
Yeah, Coach, you know, we talked so much about the D-Core having such a great start to the year. Obviously, they just gave up 8 goals. I'm wondering, like, where do you think the D-Core can still improve?
Assertiveness. I think that's what, for the first time probably this season, we didn't see it as much. And it's one thing that's part of our identity defensively is we dictate what we want them to do, and we force them to make decisions they don't want to make. And we have an aggressive mentality that capitalizes on that. And I think we saw a little bit of hesitation for the first time to that level. So I think communication, leaning back into what allows them to be assertive and effective with their stick detail, their contact, making plays out of those battles. So I think it was a lot of it comes to that communication and trust playing against tough opponents.
Yeah, obviously, you guys had 45 shots on goal or something around that against Princeton. Obviously, only scored one time. I guess, where do you think, you know, same question I just asked, like, where do you think your forwards can improve in the ozone?
Yeah, such a unique stat line, isn't it? the most shots we maybe had all year. But yeah, we always look at quantity over quality. But I do think it was almost like every time we got an offensive opportunity, we were afraid it was going to be our last one. And it was like just throwing everything at the net, like putting all of our chips on the table, if you will. And I feel like because of that the type of finish, like we just weren't able to sustain the pressure and get the second look or get the possession back and get the third look. So I think that kind of played a role in it. Like when we looked good, when we had those sequences, when we had the puck touches, like, we look better than we probably ever have in some moments, but it just wasn't consistent or sustained.
What's the kind of, like, I guess, the balance you want to strike between, you know, being patient in the ozone and like waiting for a good shot, but also being, you know, being direct and not making sure you're kind of just passing around mindlessly, if that makes sense. Like, where do you feel like you guys are with that? And I guess, where do you want to be?
Yeah, it could definitely be better. And it's such a fine line. Like, you know, our team is disciplined. We're detailed. They're buying in, they're playing the long game, if you will, every game, every month. But then having that mentality of like knowing when it's time and how do you capitalize on that? How do you take your opportunity? And so we're always teaching and finding that line. But I do think it was more about offensive zone spacing than it was about holding onto it. It was all commitment to low plays. Once we were all down there, we were all down there. And so just like trusting each other with the puck where they are on the ice and not thinking that we have to overcommit in certain scenarios. And I think it was more of our spacing that didn't allow us to sustain possession as much as it was just holding onto it without shooting.
You know, not to look forward, but after this game, there's quite the long break before your next one. Is there any, like, you know, maybe tendencies or things you want to see on Friday that will give you confidence that they'll just pick right back up come January?
Yeah, back to that level of compete and contact, and then just like the everyone doing their own job, you know, and trusting each other as we continue to go. I'm so proud of them with the environment. They were excited to learn from that last game. And I think that's the mentality and where we want to be. And I think the combination of that and just getting back to doing what we do well, but it's this group is pretty special. And the fact that we showed up on Monday and it was all excitement about how do we learn from this? This isn't a feeling we know very well, and almost happy it happened. And how do we continue to upgrade? So I think that mentality staying there and kind of that curious state that we're in, and then at the same time, playing with a little bit more of that swagger and compete that we know we're capable of.
Yeah. Last one for me. You know, I think it was during the third period, you know, the broadcast kind of just panned to your bench, and it was basically you just like giving them a pretty, I guess, impassioned like speech on the bench during one of the media timeouts. I'm wondering, like, what was their attitude like in the middle of that? Like, as that was happening, obviously, you know, you're down 8-1, it's pretty stunning. Like, how did you observe them handling that in the moment, not necessarily like after?
Yeah, it was unique. And funny enough, I found in the third period, we just got curious about what we can create. I felt like we were able to talk hockey a lot, like strategy, because we did have moments with the puck where you could look at different options and talk strategy. And they were present, funny enough. I think you get to a point, you know, in the third period where it's like, all right, we're just going to go play the way that we know we can play. And like, we know we're not playing horrible. Like, we don't necessarily know the reason at this point, but we'll figure that out long term. But I was proud of them. Like, the energy finished pretty well. They regrouped, and I think it was just taking pride in every last shift that we could, and, you know, getting everything we can out of it.
I got one more as well. I guess looking even further ahead, I was just wondering if you saw any of the friendship for last weekend, and if that just gets you excited for next year at all.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait to pick your guys' brains, but our department came back too, and everyone was talking about how awesome it was. And that's definitely, I guess, the benefit of going second is we'll have it all pre-scouted and ready to go. But it looked like it was amazing, and always nice to win something, you know, so definitely exciting for the guys.